then I left and went apprenticeship with Avery's, the scale people in Regent Street, and did a 6-year apprenticeship there. They make everything from a 100-ton weighbridge to a tiny scale. And they also do testing machines for testing dynamics and the hardness of metals, all that sort of thing. They did all that.
Where was their headquarters?
Smethwick, Birmingham.
So what were you doing for?
Well, all servicing installations of new equipment and general checks through the year. And when the weights and measures went round, didn't like them and cancelled the crown stamp with a star, we're to repair them and resubmit them for trade use. They, I mean, obviously the weights and measures office had all the standards, and we used to take weights, because a load of people had weights in those days, and we used to get those re-stamped. We used to take them to just be next to the corn exchange, and we used to take them there. But also in those days, there weren't too many machines which were automatic, if you like, you know, with indicators and things. All mechanical, of course, and that's mechanical engineering I did. They used to have regularly stamping courts in the villages, and they used to take over the village hall. And all the people who were weighing machine experts, Avery's, and Todd's and Fry's and others, they all set up little workshops in the hall. And we also ferried the machines from the farms or wherever they were, or the shops, and brought them in for the weights and measures to test them and then take them away and put them back in the shops. And then, of course, all that stopped when machines became automatic and you just couldn't pick them up and carry them about anymore. It was quite fun doing all that. And you're in a particular village, but then they were happening every month, if you like, all around the villages around Cambridge, or within Cambridge itself. We were doing the Sainsbury's when it was in town, and a load of people remember this. If you wanted a piece of cheese, you joined the queue for the cheese, then you joined another queue for the butter, another queue for the bacon. I mean, you'd have been in there a fortnight with the amount of people there are now, but you couldn't go, oh, can you get me something else? You had to move around the shop, buying things in separate counters.